Good morning.
How are you? Wonderful. Wonderful. I like these cool mornings. So, I want to talk about communication. What do you use to communicate? What does that mean, communicate? Your words?
Mouth.
Your mouth? You use it? Yeah. Anything else? How about this? I just stuck my tongue out at him. Y'all couldn't see. How about this? Do I like you? Am I paying attention to you? How about this? Roll them eyes. So it's important that we communicate with the people we live with, and hopefully we love them, so we always communicate nicely with them, right? Right. Yes, well, sometimes things get in the way, right? Sometimes we're tired, we're angry, something didn't go right, and we might not say it well. We might say something we regret later. How do we communicate with God? Prayers. How about how we live? Our actions. You know, just like we have body language, we have actions. So if we're upset with someone that we live with, if we go and clear the table or take out the trash, is that showing them communicating love? Is it communicating thankfulness? Thank you for cooking. Thank you for taking care of me. If we make our bed, there are certain things we can do that also communicate. So what do you think we do to communicate with God? Help people, yeah. Fruits of the Spirit. We're nice, yeah. It's not always easy, is it? What happens when we do things that aren't nice? Do we hide? I often think of the story of the child in a fire. They always say they like to go and hide. They hide in a closet or under a bed because they're afraid. So if we do something we know is ugly, that's how we say it here in the South, that's mean or mean-spirited, we shouldn't hide. We should go to God and apologize. Ask him for help so that we don't do that again. It's important that we realize we're not perfect. You know, only Christ was perfect, and he came here and loves us so much. You know, loves us so much that he took all those sins of ours on himself. So it's important that we recognize that love from the people who love us here on earth to the Trinity that loves us in heaven, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So don't try to hide. That'll just make things worse. It's kind of like having an infection. And it just gets worse and worse unless you get treatment. So communicating is words and actions. And it's important that we show God that we love him. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us first, for sending your son here to show us the way. Be with us now as we try to do our best. Help us find your will and your way. In Christ's name, amen.